Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Supreme Court. A decision made significant for the Native American population of the United States and beyond to do with property, sovereignty, and growth, prosperity. I welcome Terry Anderson, the new book, Renewing Indigenous Economies. Terry joins me from White Sulphur Springs, Montana, in the dead center of the state of Montana where glory lives. In this instance, however, we're going to look at what Terry and Kathy Rattay are recommending needs to be done for the Indian country, the indigenous people, in order to escape the constriction visited by law since the beginning of the American Republic. We begin with the Supreme Court because, strikingly, ironically, the Supreme Court decisions have framed the ability of Native Americans, of indigenous people, to prosper on land that is now unfathomably well-to-do. Terry, a very good evening to you. I read from the Supreme Court editorial in the Wall Street Journal in 2021. Four dissenting Supreme Court justices warned last year that the majority's decision in McGirt v. Oklahoma would cause chaos in the Sooner State and beyond. Their warning is coming true in the underreported story of the year as Judge Neil Gorsuch's misguided opinion has created legal and economic havoc. That is the Wall Street Journal dissenting from the decision by Justice Gorsuch. This is not liberal conservative. This is not inside outside. These are statements made, if you read history and interpret history, as to the abuse of the indigenous people. Terry, explain, please, not the protests of the Wall Street Journal, but what the tension is here for the Journal to speak poorly of a man, Neil Gorsuch, they have celebrated in the past.
I think, John, the tension is twofold. Starting at the very top, the tension is between which governments are sovereign and which governments therefore get to have sovereign powers, and not including war, of course, but sovereign powers to adjudicate disputes, sovereign powers to tax, sovereign powers to regulate property. And the question is, do Native Americans and their nations, as they're called, are they really sovereign nations? American Indians declare themselves to be sovereign nations. But what went on in the McGirt decision was a debate over whether they truly were sovereign. And then at a more fundamental level, the question is, are the people who live on it, are the citizens of these nations truly sovereign individuals, individuals with property rights, individuals with the kinds of rights that we wrote into the Bill of Rights, into the Constitution? Are these people who are truly sovereign as individuals? And that question is fundamental and is violated by the terms that are used to say that Indians are wards of the state. To imagine using that term applied to any minority in the United States in this day and age is unfathomable, and yet it is what the law says and how the federal government treats American Indians, wards of the state.
The decision rendered in the summer of 2020 by Justice Gorsuch writing the majority was a 5-4 decision. He stated very clearly, this is in the midst of the 2020, the pandemic, but we're watching this case because of what it means for indigenous people's prosperity. Says Gorsuch, states have no authority to reduce federal reservations lying within their borders. No authority. Just imagine if they did. Which brings us to 2022. The Supreme Court bookends these controversies, and we're going to explore Native Americans, indigenous peoples, what they were before contact, and what the United States government and the Supreme Court and the legislature and the presidents have tolerated for more than 200 years. But we begin with what just happened, which is Oklahoma responding again. Remember, the first decision is McGirt versus Oklahoma, having to do with jurisdiction authority within the reservation in Oklahoma. Now it's Oklahoma versus Castro Huerta. The details of this are less significant in this instance than the fact that the Supreme Court, I believe, Terry, we can say it reversed itself. How do you understand this?
If reversed means 180 degrees turn, then it reversed itself totally. And it did so by starting down a path with McGirt saying that tribes really are sovereign and their borders mean something. The states are not to interfere with those borders. And like a county or a township, these are sovereign entities. And then with the Castro Huerta decision, they did just the opposite. They said, no, Indian country is just some land in the midst of Oklahoma. And that could well have said Montana or Nebraska. And in so doing, it totally reversed itself by giving the states authority even greater than they had before over the sovereignty of Native nations.
In other words, we can take Justice Gorsuch's remark, just imagine if they did. We don't have to imagine anymore. The Supreme Court just established that the state of Oklahoma in this instance, has the authority to treat the Indian reservation as just part of the state for enforcement, for regulation, for police power. And I believe that's half of Oklahoma. Is that correct? Including the city of Tulsa.
Oh, yes. That was what made the original McGirt decision such a profound decision, in that it wasn't just some tiny little postage stamp in the middle of Oklahoma. This was basically the eastern half of Oklahoma, which was declared to be the reservation by treaty. And as Gorsuch said, we need to hold the nation to its word. And in so saying, he said, this is Indian country. This is the sovereign nation. These are the people who get to govern themselves. So, yeah, it was a major, major decision. And it's what led then the governor of Oklahoma, followed by the Wall Street Journal, as you said, to say, this is disastrous. There will be nothing but chaos resulting.
And the,
we'll turn to whether that happened. But
in your observations with your colleague, Dominic Parker, you believe that the court was swayed by politics, Terry. Is that correct? I mean, it wouldn't be the first time the Supreme Court has read the headlines.
Very, very true. We don't need to go into the record on that point. Yes, well, I mean, Dominic, or Nick, as he's known, Nick Parker, when we were chatting about this, said, well, this is a perfect example where we can actually use data to test the Wall Street Journal's claims. And Nick and a graduate student of his gathered data from Zillow, housing data, looking at the price of housing on the side of the state that was declared to be non-Indian and the side under McGirt that was declared to be Indian. And what all the data show is that there is no significant difference in the price of houses, in the degree to which crime has occurred and reduced the value of property. There's no indication that corporations are packing their bags and exiting because there's such uncertainty. So I think that what McGirt did was give Native Americans who were on that eastern half of Oklahoma a chance to show their stuff, to strut their stuff. And they were forming compacts with counties, with the state for law enforcement, for adjudication. They understand that they don't have the infrastructure to be a government governing half of Oklahoma. And they worked with the state and local authorities to try and iron this out. And then with the Castro Huerta decision, again, I think totally swayed by public opinion, not law, what happened was it did create chaos. It created uncertainty, and it took away, again, sovereignty of individuals as well as tribal nations.
How did we get here? Since the 18th century, the early days of the U.S. law, the Republic of America, we got here through law itself. So we're going to review the presumptions in the 18th century, in the 19th century, in the 20th century, in the 21st century as to why the Native Americans are not capable of sovereignty. Terry Anderson with Kathy Rattay, the new book is Renewing Indigenous Economies. At the same time, the Supreme Court decisions make all this pressing. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $1 million each for stolen funds, fees for experts and lawyers, and out-of-pocket expenses. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join now and save up to 30% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.